This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, it came about during the first lockdown back in March because I have a very good friend, Dr. Susie Hunt. She's a fellow musician, but she runs a wonderful organisation called Doctors for Doctors. And they're a specialist service which supports all aspects of clinicians' well-being, which runs up at Adam Brookes Hospital. It does one-to-one pastoral support. She has a team of her and some other local GPs. And they also do some sort of team debrief sessions. And so she said, with this in mind, would I write her a blessing to bless our amazing NHS staff, which she has used in some of her sessions. And then, of course, over the summer, things got a little bit better. So it wasn't really until the second lockdown, I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be amazing to get a proper professional recording out so that it could just be heard by a wider audience. So I spoke to my wonderful friend, Chris Mitchell, who runs Clear Sky Studio, and said, is there any way we can do a recording in lockdown? Because obviously going to his studio wasn't going to happen. And amazingly, in 24 hours, we managed to do that through the wonders of modern technology. Got it up on iTunes and Spotify. And so now it's getting a lot of media interest, which is just absolutely fantastic.
And have you had the opportunity to sit in on any sessions where the piece is being used?
Do you know, I haven't. I mean, I have before lockdown, I was up the hospital in various ways, helping with sort of musical things with Susie. But of course, once lockdown started, I haven't been able to. But I know that she has played it and it's been well received.
Do you know the sort of context in which it's used? Is it a group therapy session?
As I understand it, she's used it in her group sessions as opposed to her one-to-ones. And I guess, you know, now that it's available online, I mean, my dream would be, wouldn't it be amazing if every NHS worker could start their day with hearing the blessing? Because, you know, I imagine sometimes in that position you feel very alone. But what a musical blessing does, it's essentially a prayer, which is just declaring God's goodness. So in those few seconds, I think it can create a spacious place, a breathing space for, you know, for them. You know, I think, you know, I can wear a mask, I can stay at home, I have no medical skill at all, but what I can do is write a beautiful song.
And when you decided that you were going to do this, what's the writing process like for you?
I don't actually remember writing it back in March, but what, you know, I guess I write quite a lot of songs, but I'm a harpist and a singer, so I would always sit down at the harp, start playing, and just see what comes. And I think the phrase "bless the hands that bless" came very quickly, because I just imagined, you know, these people that are giving so much, actually I'm sure they need occasionally to open their hands and receive. So the bless the hands that bless, I thought that's the image that I want to put into the song.
It's a beautiful piece of music. I'm getting to play it now, and then I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about you and how you got to where you are today. Lucy Bunce and her composition Bless the Hands That Bless, composed for the NHS. So Lucy, you are a professional musician. You were a teacher here in Cambridge for a number of years, but it all started for you, I think, in Kent, didn't it?
Yes, I was born in the borough of Bexley, which is also in Kent, absolutely.
And on your website, you talk about your mum and dad, because I think you come from a musical family.
And that's correct.
I'm not going to do that joke and say that I come from a musical family. They were all on the fiddle at this point. But there's a lovely picture on the website of a little girl with a man playing a guitar. Is that you and your dad?
That is indeed me and my dad, absolutely.
You must be very proud of that.
Yes, I didn't actually come across that to quite late in life. So it's one of those pictures that you discover and you think, wow, that's an amazing moment in time. And it sort of speaks of so much of our relationship, which, you know, is partly through music, which is just so special.
To make that transition, though, from passion for music and doing music at school and weekends and things like that, to move into teaching and then become a professional musician. Did you feel that was a big gamble, or were you confident that you could make a go of it?
I think in a way the music has been the constant. So I grew up in this wonderful musical household. I knew lots of musicians. So that was always the thing that was there. And I think other things like teaching, I also trained to be a music therapist, those things came in. You know, and I was a director of music at St. Faith's in Cambridge, and it was lovely to have the opportunity. But it got to a point when I thought, you know, this is not what I really love. I mean, to be honest with you, I prayed about it and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun to lay the teaching down now and to just give music, you know, the full space that it needs? And I have to say, since that date, it's just been extraordinary what's happened. So many opportunities, which have just been wonderful.
I know this is a difficult one to answer at the moment because we're just in this time of uncertainty, but let's hope there is light at the end of the tunnel. Have you got any plans at the moment for where people might be able to see you perform live? Have you got anything penciled in for later in the year, or are you just waiting to see?
At this stage, it's a little bit of wait and see. I mean, I do have a few things in the diary, but they're very much in the planning stage because obviously we just can't be certain at the moment.
Lucy Bunce, thank you very much for your conversation this morning.
You're very welcome.